Well, Scott, as we look what's going on market-wise today, boy, the beans have seen some, I like it, robust gains in demand. Two things being talked about in that market today is we definitely see some higher numbers compared to what we've been seeing in the past week or so.
Well, we've had a great export report that came out this morning, well surpassing the numbers you were expecting in the beans. The corn and wheat was a little disappointing, but the follow-through on the corn especially is just, you know, tagging along with those beans. We got a report coming out this coming next week, and I think that'll bring some reality back to the marketplaces as we're getting a little bit to point of prices that were on the high end of the ranges that we could expect. We may see a return to some more normal type pricing given the carryouts we'll see.
They were talking 1.6 million metric tons of beans, and there's been such a talk about the pipeline being depleted. Is there some nervousness we might not be able to keep up with this demand?
Well, I think we're getting to the point where we're going to keep up with the demand if they get the sales up there around 77%. You also got to remember that those are export sales projecting out the future, not what's coming out of the pipeline today. That's more the export inspections that come out on Tuesdays. So I think the pipeline is getting recharged, and it's just a matter of selling down and looking at the fundamentals and seeing that we're probably have ample pricing given the current conditions.
Move past the export numbers. Is the next thing the dollar, or is it the harvest pressure, or both?
Well, the dollar's got some strength, and which is nice to see these prices increasing in the midst of the dollar. Conversely, you get prices going higher in Russia, given the devaluation of their ruble, and that's just simply because they're increasing their domestic prices to offset that decline ruble.
Is there concerns, though, that we might be pricing ourselves out of the market for those foreign buyers?
Well, the wheat side, they get a lot of competition internationally. In fact, we've had some countries shift over to the competing or competition. So we're seeing that there. Corn, as it's a little bit surprising, and as somebody said, as prices get higher, the outlook gets more bearish, and which is kind of converse what you think it might be. But I think as we get these prices too high, we'll start to cut off some of that demand.